Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. I don't know what to say what his brother's been doing for the 2019 when it comes to battle rap media. He's came here and definitely came on everybody. One of my favorite go-to shows right now is Mike's Spit Opinion. I know he's fresh off his battle against B-Magic in St. Louis. Yo, oh, Street Status. I haven't had this on pay-per-view. That's a different story, man. Brooklyn in the building, man. How folks good, man?
Yo, what's good, Three? What's
happy
good?
Happy New Year,
man?
My brother.
Yes, Happy New Year, 2020, the clear vision, the year of just walking that road and just reaping the benefits of all your hard work and the blessings just raining
wow.
down from the sky. It's such a beautiful
oh.
time to be alive, brother.
Oh,
beautiful
let's
time.
Stay, let's stay there for a second, Matt. What would you define if you had to use one word for your 2019? What would you call it?
Life changing.
Elaborate,
life
sir.
Life changing. And I would say it started off early in the year. I battled Hollow the Dawn. You know what I'm saying? And
heavy half,
you,
Charlie
even
Clips.
Though, yeah, Heavy Half, Charlie Clips, Sirius Jones. I could say this is probably this is the year where I had the least amount of battles. But
in your career?
But the most significant battles. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like there were
yeah.
things I was trying to get out of other leagues. I'm not gonna say their names, but and I couldn't get them. But once I did, motherfuckers started recognizing. Oh shit. Oh shit! This nigga's really—he he really is a legend. He really is. He really do deserve to be up there with the other niggas that you putting on Mount Rushmore, because he got the niggas that I got on Mount Rushmore sweating. These niggas is sweating. Yeah, so it is what it is. And though so many people, and I've noticed this, and you know, it's not a shot to anybody. So many people have tried to, like, look over these things and act like they never happened. But you can't.
Right.
You can't. You really just can't. It's like, my nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down in history with God.
But does the show help out? Does the show help us remind us, of what you meant to the culture?
The show actually, see, the thing about the show is it was created from the standpoint of, I felt like there was a lot of favoritism. Not so much you three, but amongst battle rap media.
Because
I wasn't buddy-buddy with everybody, because I wasn't in everybody's DMs or calling them right after a battle to, you know, just suck them off or whatever. I felt like I wasn't getting, you know what I'm saying, the respect or the reports that I felt like I should have been getting. So I said, you know what, I'm a create a platform where battle rappers can just turn this shit off for a second.
Right.
And just be who you are in real life. You dig what I'm saying? And
let's
for,
be real,
Matt.
Let's be real, Matt. Your peers would rather speak to you than us, media guys. Let's just call it what it is. I'm a realist.
Not necessarily. I feel like a person like Surf would rather talk to y'all. You dig what I'm saying? Because I'm not. That's just being real. I feel like somebody like Loaded Lux. I feel like Loaded Lux would rather talk to y'all, because not to say there's a difference, like so much of a difference in a conversation, but I am going to be the one that's going to challenge them and say, nah, you're full of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like to a certain extent,
it's
we
easier
all
for you to
saying,
do that, though,
don't get it wrong. I was on stage when Lux performed that legendary third round. You dig what I'm saying? I just don't believe that I'm not capable of that. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm probably never going to put them on the pedestal that they look for from other people, but I am going to sing their praises. Like, Surf clearly 3-0 Geechee Gotti to me. You dig what I'm saying? So it's never from a standpoint of hate. And I think that's where some battle rappers get it twisted, like, oh, Math don't like me. No, I'm just going to be honest, bro. And I know in this culture, sometimes people aren't always 100% honest because of relationships. Now, what the show provides is you're sitting there, you're amongst your peers, you get a feeling of camaraderie. The camera's not pointed directly in your face, so you're allowed to be who you are. You dig what I'm saying? And it's only been like maybe one or two people that came on the show that I felt like still was in battle rap mode. But other than that,
hi, Cassidy.
It's just.
No, I can send you back.
But even in the Cassidy interview, you kind of got a better understanding on what his philosophy was. Even if let's be honest. In no way, shape, or form can I believe that Cassidy wants to get on the stage and fail. I don't believe that.
Right. Me neither.
I believe that he wants to get on the stage and kill shit. It's just, I feel like he hasn't grasped what he's into. You know what I'm saying? What he's gotten himself into. And though it generates money and it draws a whole lot of attention, the outcome of it is not beneficial, I feel like, to everything that he's doing or everything that he wants to do. So I feel like any other people that make the crossover and come into the battle rap field, just sit and talk with battle rappers. Get some battle rappers around you while you spar with them. You know what I mean? Run over your rounds. Let them kind of guide you on how to perform, how to navigate the stage, because we actually know how to do this. And that's something that Even rappers, when they get deals, you know what I'm saying? They get deals and they get hooked up with somebody who knows how to put on a good stage performance. And they tell them, like, yo, you might want to do this. You might want to do that. Let's run through your set. Okay, instead of transitioning to this, transition to that. Now, if you can respect that, then you should be able to respect coming over to our field and one of us telling you the same thing. Dig what
I'm
saying?
Right, because you can. Right.
Right.
Let me ask you this. How long has my expert opinion been on now? My expert opinion has not been on more than 6 months, has it?
We're on our 25th episode.
Okay.
25th episode, and in the last month, we did about 1.5 million views.
Jesus, Lord have mercy, man. Did you expect it to blow up this fast? Was that your
honestly,
this early?
I didn't expect it to, like, you're not going to think about all the details. I did think that it was going to be a great platform, but I had no idea that it was going to receive the love that it's been receiving. I feel really blessed that that's even going down. You know what I mean? Like, you know, shout out to the source. Even though some people feel like, you know, they kind of like Johnny come lately's, they don't really know what's going on in the culture. It's still a good platform for you to be mentioned on, or even get an honorable mention on. You dig what I'm saying?
They gave me honorable
because
mention. They gave me one. I'll take it, Mass.
That's what's up. Now, if you really want to get into battle rap, you want to find all these names and figure out what it's all about. And then you can make your own rankings. But in the meantime, they're introducing battle rap to people who never saw battle rap before. So why not? You know what I mean? Like,
should they get in tune, though? Should they get more in tune, though? Because they did a list of top battle rappers for the decade. There's some names in there that I'm not going to discredit anybody, but there were some names in there that was questionable. And there was a name that was not in there. I thought John the Don should have got a vote in there. That was kind
of
crazy.
I was one of the people that chimed in on that, and I said, nah, John definitely should have been on that list. But again, like, you know, it's kind of funny because I don't know if you know, but we kind of know the person from the source that's usually at the event. When these things come out, she usually says that she's not the one who covered it. So I don't know how that's working out over there. You dig what I'm saying? So
gotcha.
But at the same time, it's like I feel like the list is not so much of a reflection of what the actual order is because everybody got their own personal favorites.
Yeah,
I think that the list is more to say battle rap is worth reporting on.
Mm.
You dig what I'm saying? At a time when people didn't want to even mention this shit.
Mm.
Now they're trying to get a list together. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I respect it. Even, you know, the battle rappers, the top 20 battle rappers, they put me at number 19. I thought that was very disrespectful, but you know, it's all good. Because I'm sure it was like 40 other battle rappers who felt like it was disrespectful. They wasn't mentioned at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But just to put things in perspective, though, I still be in my battle rap mode. Just to put things in perspective, Hollow, Charlie, Sirius, B Magic, there's about 3 3-0s within that. And what? You put who before me? What? Okay. All right. Sure. You know what I mean? Thanks for the mention. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the mention.
Well,
the only person I feel like is really winning off the list is Knowledge. Knowledge was all over that fucking list, bro.
Wait a minute. Hip hop is real. Shout out to the man, Knowledge of God, and his brothers over there. Hip hop is real.
Facts.
He got
Knowledge.
He got
like
five
mentions in the top five. I was like, oh shit.
Wow. Shout out to Knowledge, right quick, man. How's that dynamic though with your squad with Misfit now being a full time member? You got Knowledge there. You three seem to be the one that moves the needle, man. How proud of your squad? You gotta have a good team. You know what I mean?
I'm very proud of my squad. Very proud of my squad. Fit is always on point. She's like the
always.
You know what I mean? She's my go-to. Anytime I feel like, yo, Fit, I've been up for 24 hours. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to hang with this show. Take over. She got it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I say the same thing with Knowledge. Take over. He got it. You know what I'm saying? So is always a good thing. It's I think for every episode that comes out, and this is no lie, I always say the next episode is the best episode because it turns out like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
What's the easiest thing you've learned about doing this show? What's the hardest thing about doing the show?
The easiest thing I feel like is that everybody wants to be human. And that's what the show allows these superhero battle rappers to be, human. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get a day off. Like, I could talk about my kids. I could talk about my political stances. I could talk about all this other shit.
Real life issues.
It doesn't have to revolve completely around battle rap. Like, Goods was on there talking about how he broke up with his girl and he didn't know how to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, what fucking interview are you going to get that out of him from? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to happen. But it allows people to be super comfortable. You know what I mean? Now, the hardest thing is the little gay behind-the-scenes shit where, like, some people feel like they have a camaraderie to somebody I don't have a problem with, and they feel like they can't do the show. Even though the show is about the culture, show is something that the culture loves and is receiving, they still try to connect my personal or dramas or things that people don't like about me to the show. And for that reason, they don't do the show. And that's just whack because it'd be people
that's
that
corny.
People really want to see.
Come on.
It is.
That's corny.
It is.
Let's keep an eye on that. That's corny.
It is. But some people are just very comfortable with putting you in a box.
But
you
if you
know what
watch,
I mean? Like,
hold on, man. This is what I understand. If you watch My Expert Opinion from day one and you watch it religiously the rest of the culture does, you already see what the conversations be about, bro. Like, I don't understand that. It's not like, I don't know. It is
look, I can't get into the psychology of it.
Right.
But my guess is there's somebody putting pressure on them to not do it. Mm. You dig what I'm saying? And I respect somebody trying to express their loyalty, but at the same time, it's like, it's kind of pointless because these are people that I don't feel like I have a problem with, but it is whatever.
Are you and Hollow ever going to be good?
I've made the invitation many times, bro. Many times.
Invitation to where? My Expert Opinion?
Come on, My Expert Opinion, hit my phone.
Okay.
It's not a problem. I don't even think that Hollow understands that in a way I'm still kind of advocating for him. He's just, I can't explain it to you, bro. I can't explain it to you. I just feel like, you know, I pray for the brother and I hope that he get his shit together. That's all.
I wish you and him could have a conversation 2020 behind the scenes. Nobody's business. It's y'all two have a conversation. Just y'all two. No cameras. No one has to know about it. Just you and Hollow. That's it. And
look,
just and talk,
that,
man. I really wish I could.
If that was something that was so possible, we would have never battled. You dig what I'm saying? If Hollow felt like he was comfortable enough to express himself to me, we probably would have never battled.
You know,
I can't tell somebody how to be a man. They got to figure it out on their own.
Ouch, man!
And
Come on, man.
No. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. The three, we got to get to the level where we call it for what it is.
I understand, man. But that's a low
and
blow,
you're
man.
Not being a man.
That's a low blow, bro.
No. I can't call that a low blow. I can't call it a low blow because in reality, part of being a man is facing up to your responsibilities and considering what you've done to cause a situation. And if you're dealing with somebody who feels like they have no flaws, no errors, and they're not willing to just admit, yo, I fucked up, then what do you do with that? You can't really do nothing with that because it's like that person is just not at that point where they feel like they could just man up and say, you know what? I was wrong. I should stop hating on this dude behind the scenes. You dig what I'm saying?
All right, if you could pinpoint one thing you did wrong in this situation, what would you say it is with the Hollow situation?
One thing that I did wrong is I feel like I should have been a better leader when I was in the leadership position. And I let a lot of personal things affect me, and the people around me didn't understand how these things were affecting me. So they took it as I didn't give a fuck.
Gotcha.
So if I could rewind anything, I would rewind the times that people felt like I wasn't there, or my mind wasn't in it, or I was falling off. I would rewind those times and kind of like break down to them, like, look, this is what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? It's really taking a toll on me, and my head is just not right now. I need one of y'all to take control and steer the ship. Whatever happens later, I'm cool. But for right now, I need one of y'all to steer the ship and don't let the ship sink. If you let the ship sink, then, you know, we kind of the biggest flops of battle rap. Because the most powerful group, I feel like, was NYB at one point.
It was, that's a fact. Before Dark Moms, I don't even go there.
Right.
How about that? I take it if you know your history in battle rap, that's 100% facts. You know what I mean?
If I'd have had that courage in me, I wasn't being a man at that point to let people know, yo, this is a situation. My daughter's missing. This shit is really fucking me up. I'm doing a lot of stupid shit because of this. I wish I could rewind the time and tell them that, but I can't. We passed that.
Yeah.
But it's 2020 right now, and I think throughout the last year, anything that you didn't know about Math Hoffa, you found out within this year.
Do you think the shows have had people look at you in a different light, that they didn't really know you or have had a conversation with you?
Because if you were allowed to go off of the blogs that people made about me, you probably wouldn't like me either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not
right,
just being real.
No, it's real. That's real.
So when you see other people in my surroundings and they're comfortable and we're having a good talk or they're laughing and we're all joking together, you kind of get that feeling like, oh, he's not really like how people be saying he is.
Right.
And then you kind of figure out, like, oh, shit, he might have been this person the whole time, but, you know, due to whatever perception people had of me or the reflection of their own personal insecurities projected onto me, I feel like you would have got something different out of it.
Mm. Would you ever have Disaster come on the show?
I would love to. After I beat the shit out of him.
I knew it's coming. Every time I ask you about Disaster, that's you're going that bad. You got to throw the hands first.
Because at the end of the day, you got to look at it like a respect thing, because at this point, it could have went less so many different times. But I don't go looking for the problem. I just put it when it's in front of me. So it is what it is, you know what I mean? But me and him, I think man to man, like low key, me and Disaster got a lot in common. A lot in common. So just being men, like if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm sure he would feel the same way.
You know that episode is cracking a lot of views if that ever happens, sir. You do know that, right?
Say it again.
If you ever have Disaster on the show, that's going viral. Man, that is going viral off of it, brother. Like, that shit going viral. You put out put a little snippet of you and Disaster on there, fam, that's going to go viral, man. Let me ask you, has the show been therapeutic for you?
Therapeutic?
Because you're 30 times your brother, man. I
can't
have a problem saying that.
Say it again.
You're a very intelligent brother, man. I don't think a lot of people who know you're very articulate. I think you, Surf, and a few other battle rappers, John, I love the way you brothers articulate yourself, man. I love people seeing you in that light. instead of trying to make like Mathis a wild, wild dude. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things you said on that show, you come off very intelligent, brother. I got to be honest with you, man. Off battle rap. Well, I'm talking about topics that's off battle rap, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because I think it's deeper than battle rap, this show, isn't it?
Say it again? It's deeper than battle rap? Yeah, I'd say so. And this year is going to continue to get even deeper. Pause. But it's getting to the point where it's not just about battle rap. We can't separate battle rap from hip hop.
Right.
And there are so many stars in hip hop who love battle rap. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Pardon me.
A few rappers hit me on my DM, Math, and be telling me they love battle rap.
Full house right now, pardon me. Yeah.
No, you could,
they hit you in your DMs and said what?
They love battle rap.
Yeah. However, battle rap is a part of hip hop. There's so many artists that have sold millions of records who tune in. There's so many basketball players who, you know what I mean, who make millions just stepping on a court that love battle rap. There's so many business moguls and there's so many authors. There's so many people that you can't just shut them out. They're fans too, you know what I'm saying? So I think that there's so many people whose opinions are valid that it's like an unlimited source of just having people willing to talk about this shit. And I saw this vision like 10 years ago. People don't even know
it.
I was shopping this idea with Method Man 10 years ago.
What? Meth, why you jump on that though? Even though Meth was on the show, dope episode. But man, did he front? Was it what happened at the time when you presented him 10 years ago? What was the conversation like?
I wrote up a proposal. I had an idea. It was called the BWR, Battle World Report. And we shopped it around. We didn't get too many bites. I guess battle rap wasn't big enough at the time. And you know, due to whatever I was going through or whatever, I kind of fell back from the idea, but I saw pieces of it start to surface. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm. It's moving it was inevitable. This idea that I had was inevitable, so it was moving in that direction regardless.
Wow. What's your favorite episode you've done? Your top three favorite episodes, not to put you on the spot, that you've done so far.
Top three?
Yes.
Episode with Head Ice.
Mm.
Episode with Method Man.
Mm.
And it's kind of hard to call. You know, an episode that I feel like didn't get enough attention was the episode I did with Graf. And we talked about so many different topics.
Mm.
But I feel like it didn't do the numbers it was supposed to do. You know how
you say views wise, or just off people talking about it wise.
Views wise, because anybody who watches the episode, they're always satisfied. I mean, we got people tuning in for like 3 hours straight. You know what I mean? And the ratio on that, is. But if the ratio wasn't like 30-40%, then I wouldn't have been doing that. But it's like 30 to 40% of the viewers watch all the way through.
Wow!
So they're with me for like 3 hours, and it became like a part of their lifestyles. Where every week, you know, they kind of sit down or they get their boys together, and they just watch an episode, and they send me footage of it. There's some dudes that lay up in the bed with their girl and watch a whole episode. You're like, it's crazy. Shout out to all the fans. Yes,
Cassidy episode is my favorite. Mook,
Cassidy,
I love the Mook episode
hilarious.
Also. Yeah, Cassidy is a piece of work, man. And I gotta be biased, my brother Jay Black. I would say Jay Black episode.
Oh, Jay Black. Oh yes, I smoked Jay Black. Smoked Jay Black.
Math, I don't know. We gotta go back to the videotape, my brother. We gotta go back to the videotape, boss man. I don't know, man.
Did you watch both races?
Yes, sir. Of course, I was.
For one, Jay Black is the cheater. Jay Black is the cheater because he ran into me at the finish line on the first one. So he leaned on me, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, he caught me off guard with that shit. I would have smoked him, too, like, at that moment. The second race, nah. It's over. Mm-hmm. It's over.
I thought
it's over.
The Jin interview was also good, too, man.
Yeah, Jin was dope. Jin, you know, talking
Jin
about
was dope
also. Andrew Yang. That kind of informed me of, and you know what's funny? I saw somebody do a review saying that the show wasn't too informative, and it was just weird for me to hear that, because I feel like, what do you mean? I learned things on the show, like, what do you mean? You know what I mean?
Wow, that's crazy, man. I guess you and Mook out of the question. I don't ever want to see that battle. You know, if you're a diehard battle rap fan like myself, you know, the history between you and Mook. Was loving to see that battle, but after he got on my expert opinion, I'm good. I'm good off that.
You good on it?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good off that. I don't want to see that battle. Nope.
I feel you.
Because you're not going to take it there. You're not going to take it there. You're not going to take it. I know you're not.
Listen, let me tell you something. Me respecting Mook is the animal that he is, and knowing myself, I don't feel like that would stop anything, but I understand what you're saying. It just doesn't look the same anymore.
No, it doesn't look the same. To us, it was good. Don't get it twisted, man. It was good to see our brothers chop it up and for the love of the culture, have intellectual conversations. You're not getting it twisted. But in battle rap mode, that's like you watching you and Surf yucking it up and dapping it up. I want to see you and Surf dapping it up all
the
years. But
you know what the funny thing about this? These are things that happen behind the scenes. I've never saw Surf and not dapped him up and laughed about something with him. You know what I mean? Like, it don't happen. Even though he'll get on Twitter or he'll get on whatever or do a battle and say something crazy about me, like, that don't happen. You know what I'm saying? It's still a respect there where, like, okay, you understand it. I'm a warrior. You a warrior. All we want is the war. That's it.
Mm. Yeah, but let me ask you this. What happened to you and B-Magic, man? I heard some things about B-Magic, some of the battle rap media was out there. I know Anwar, Tree, a couple other people out there. Was it hard to
look?
I
don't want to toot my horn too much, but B-Magic was pretty much a very good. Shout out to O. Shout out to O, Street Status. It was a very good Christmas check. But I knew from the rip.
Is it over, Matt? Let's keep it 100. Is it over?
Is it over for B-Magic?
Yes,
sir. I could never say that because I know there was a whole bunch of times that people thought that I was dead and gone. You know what I mean?
True,
and
I actually put
that in the round. Like, here's the difference between me and you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I think that B-Magic has just gotten to a point where the pressure is just so overwhelming. And it was part of my plan. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm tooting my horn, but I'm very psychological.
Yes, you're tooting your horn. It's okay. You're tooting your horn. It's all good.
But it's cool. It's cool because I need people to understand, like, this is the thought process that goes through my head. And I said, I'm going to get on stage and I'm going to talk about B-Magic choking for 3 rounds. And it's going to put so much pressure on him that he's going to choke. And that happened.
It worked. Your opinion. It worked, so Master. Did you envision that was going to happen?
I heard from other people that they heard his rounds. And there was only one round that he was kind of choppy with. But after hearing, what I did, that one round that he was choppy with was his only good round, so he choked the other two off the strength of the pressure.
As a battle rapper, do you like wins like that, though?
Say it again?
As a battle rapper, do you like wins like that? Like, when your opponent is losing on the strength of They're not saying that. They're choking.
I don't like it because, for me personally, I don't feel like I'm going to get the credit for my bars. And if you watch people's recaps, I'm definitely not getting the credit because at the end of the day, to a lot of these bloggers, I'm still a bad guy. So rather than give me my props. It's true. Rather than give me my props, they'll rather say I won because B-Magic choked. Rather than saying, yo, Math had the room shaking for a couple of bars. Like, he was going in. Like, you got to respect the motherfucker that been in the shit 10 years and can still do that. There's not many people that can still do that. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So, rather than saying, yo, Math had some shit, and I think the pressure just got to B-Magic, and he just, you know what I mean? They're going to say B-Magic choke. You know what I'm saying? B-Magic choke. That's it. B-Magic choke. But when the battle drops, eventually you get to see what the fuck I was saying to him, and then you understand, like, a nigga talking to you like that for 3 rounds, it is going to put, like, the reminder of how it feels to choke in your head, and you're going to be worried about choking so much that you're going to fucking choke. And I've seen it happen.
Boy. Jesus, man. Is it more pressure on you is it more pressure on you having a show, and then you have battles that you have to take serious, way more serious than you ever did now because you got to go back on the show?
It is more pressure because I don't want to take an L and then have to come back and do the show like that. That would be terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like to have to sit there, especially,
right.
You know, my team they don't hold their tongue. You know what I'm saying? We don't blow smoke up each other's ass. So, Knowledge told me I couldn't punch with him on the show before the battle.
Wow.
He's like, you can't punch with him. I was like, what? What?
You need that, though. You need that, though. Wow, I like the fact that, you know, Knowledge told you that. I like that, though. You need that, though, man.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, nigga, watch this. Like, even now, like, Misfit, she's preparing for a 2-on-2, like, you know, we on it. Like, you know, how are you?
Right.
How you doing on it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
how's it looking?
That's dope.
We definitely don't want to be the motherfuckers on the show and somebody take an L. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that. So I would say stay away from me now that I got this show because I'm not taking an L at none of you niggas. I'm not. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. What's your take on Young L and Tay Rock, man? You see what's going on with these two?
I think that the Young L that I saw last weekend.
We talked about the performance.
Very good Young L.
Okay.
And for somebody who I expected to have a lot of rust, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. However, I think that just like A-Verb versus DNA, I felt like A-Verb's rounds was dope.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that he was saying was like, yeah, nigga, I see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's still battle rap. And if it was just a case of getting up on the stage and telling your truth that made you win battles, I wish that was the case, nigga. I would have never lost the battle. But if that was just the case, then, you know, that shit would fly. But it didn't. You dig what I'm saying? Like, DNA still had moments that if you watched that battle, you would feel like, oh, shit, yeah, DNA got it if you went off of the crowd reaction. But I got to identify with the lyricism. And I say that to say that Young L was on the A-Verb time when he battled.
Okay.
So there were things that he was saying that I felt like, oh, that's dope, but it's not going to hit like that right now. You're going to have to catch that later. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For lyricists, we're going to catch it right away. Not every fan is going to catch everything right away. As much as you can profess that, oh, no, I watch battle rap, I catch everything. No, I catch a lot of these bloggers missing some dope-ass shit.
The best shit. Not the lines.
Not saying you agree, but I've seen some recaps where I'm like, did y'all niggas miss this whole scheme that he threw in there? Oh, y'all didn't even peep that. You know what I mean?
Right,
it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's going to be a good battle, but I feel like it was a, what they call it now, a gentleman's 30?
That Surf's new terminology related to battle rap, a gentleman's 30.
John and Young Hill, I feel like it's a gentleman's 30. Now, Tay Rock and Young Ill.
Wow,
man, no, IG, man. Yo, sorry, I'll be honest with you, bro. Like, Tay Rock, I don't know where you got that fucking picture from, bro. Like, but my nigga, that shit should have never saw the light of day.
Yeah.
I don't think you sent that to a bitch. If you sent that to a bitch and she liked that shit, my nigga, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, hold on. As men, though, are we filed for judging, though? Because if he's trying to do that for a shorty to try to capture
as somebody that niggas, like, I put pictures up on my gram, and motherfuckers blow them up and bring them to the battle.
Yeah,
it wasn't for them, it was for the bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for you, it was for the bitches. But my nigga, I ain't never lay back on a bed with my mouth open, bro. Like, that shit, I don't know, bro. That's new.
Rock,
that's
man.
New.
That
I don't,
was tough.
I,
that was tough.
I don't
rock,
know
I
what the,
lie, that was
like,
tough.
Like, if you really analyze it, like, what is the mouth open part for? Why is your mouth open?
He wants some boom boom in his mouth, I guess, my G.
But there is no poom poom that can fit into your mouth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can stick my tongue out. And you get the vibe, like, okay, that's for some boom boom, you know what I'm saying? But
when you open
your mouth like you're trying to receive something, it don't look like, unless you like bitches with saggy pussies, like she got a little saggy ass pussy, then she's probably going to drop it in there. But otherwise, bro, I don't think your mouth should have been open like that. But, hey, I don't know, like, hey. I don't know where that picture came from. Where did that picture come from?
I don't know, Fred. He posted it, I believe, and then my man Young Hill just took it to another level, man.
I'm not mad at it because I saw what
that's
Young
y'all
Hill
ever
saw
though, man.
Saw the picture.
That's y'all ever though. When y'all was blogging, y'all used to do some wild shit, man. You forget about Ice Pack with the blogging back in the day, man. You know what I mean? But I would say they battle though. I don't know if I would have Ice Pack beating Rock, though. As much as that's my guy, but I don't know if I have him beating T-Rock.
At this date and time, I don't ever count nobody out.
Gotcha.
I don't count nobody out.
Mm-hmm. How many battles do you have in this year, you think? Are you more frequent this year? Or are you more focused on the show? Next year,
less
both,
than
or?
I had this year.
Less?
Less.
Wow, so you got like 4 or 5 of them things. We have Jones on there?
On the show?
Yeah.
Maybe in time when I feel like we're ready to force that. You know what I mean?
But y'all good though. Y'all got a good speech,
we good,
right?
We good. It was actually when I went to I flew back in from Miami the same day that Murder Mook and Calico versus Briz and T Top happened. I flew back in the same day. I said, yo, I still got time. Let me go catch this event. I went to the event. You know, everybody knows what happened. And when I was walking out, somebody cut through the crowd, like, real quick and was like, what's up, nigga? What's up? What's up? And I was like, oh, what the fuck? I threw up my hands and everything. I turned around, and it was Jones, and he just started laughing, and we both was just rolling.
Man.
We was just rolling. Like, that was just a perfect moment, you know what I mean? Like, the joke, like,
right.
This is where we at with it now. Like, we can laugh and joke about this shit. Cool, cool, cool. You know what I mean? But I still would want to give him his space to do his thing. You know, because I don't want people to be like, oh, Math and Jones. Nah, you talk about Jones by himself for a little while. Talk about me by myself for a little while. Then maybe in the future we'll link back up. You know what I mean?
Are you shocked that Murder Mook really wants to battle Briz the way he talks about it when he's talking to you guys? Like, he really wants to battle Briz. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not. Because to be honest, this is the realm where battles came from. You know what I'm saying? That's an actual conversation that people want to see. And I think that's the difference out there. And we're in the age of the Rum Nitties and the Geechee Gotties where, you know, it's random as fuck. You know what I'm saying? We got so many battle rappers that's just so fucking random with their shit. Like, they're really just judging bars. And I'm not mad at that because I know that there's some people who don't care for the personals. They don't care for this. They don't care for that. But where battle rap started at, nah, bro, we life changing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to say some shit. We're going to touch your soul. You're going to try to do the same shit to me. We're going to see who get fucked up the worst. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's just what it was. That was the interesting factor of battle rap. This new thing, I feel like it's cool, but it's not very interesting. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of battles that I watch one time nowadays, as opposed to back in the days, used to watch battles over and over and over and over and over.
Facts. Like, oh my God, super facts, man. I'm not gonna lie, brother.
There's no replay value
right there, man. Yeah,
and I can't knock it. I can't knock it because when you're on, like, let's say I was part of a company. I'm sorry, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't the most toughest dude.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want that type of energy around my events.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So I can understand why certain things would be hard to make it happen. Or why some of my battles had to go down on leagues where the problem didn't start at. So I get it. Like, some people just that's not their cup of tea. They don't want to be around anything that seems tough. So they're going to promote the people who, you know, don't give off any, where there's less friction. Because
that could promote
a problem. But at the end of the day, you just got to accept that it's battle rap, bro. You can't call how this shit is going to play out.
Yeah,
you can't ever call how this shit is going to play out. Because at the end of the day, it's a war. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Who do you want to see next? Is there anybody want to, is there any conversations?
You want to battle? I want to battle.
Yeah.
Maybe Loaded.
Geechee, man. Loaded. Mm. You and Geechee?
Geechee, not so much. Like, I really got this thing in my mind for Loaded Lux now. He's probably not going to do it because, you know, I am who I am at the end of the day.
Mm.
And whether the battle rap fans understand that or not, that has a certain effect on these niggas. So, it is what it is. But Geechee, I think Geechee would be dope, but he's just doing too much.
Battling too much, in your opinion?
Yeah, he's starting to come off like he needs the money. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but for the type of push that you're getting, it don't reflect success.
But what if he's giving us good battles though? Dope battles. In the process,
I think he's doing that every time. However, at a certain point, you got to say, like, okay, some of these motherfuckers shouldn't come past my radar.
Mm.
No, no disrespect to the Mexican homie.
Don Marino?
Right. But
right.
That didn't have to happen. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a solid battle. Though. Overall, I was shocked the battle was actually. Yeah, it was a dope battle. I recap, it was a dope battle, I thought, though, man. It was a dope battle. One more question here, Matt. What do you think about Big T leaving NWX?
I honestly don't know what to think about that. I don't know what the motivation is.
Mm.
I mean, if he's leaving NWA,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's there for 5 years. Yep. I don't know if it did a lot for his career. I don't know if him leaving or staying is going to do anything for him, to be honest.
Yeah, whether it's going to do anything for him or not, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I had him losing the franchise. I had him losing to Geechee Gotti, you know.
I mean, what exactly do you think it is?
I think Big T didn't get the plates he wants because when he battled Geechee, you could tell the difference of him battling Geechee Gotti compared to franchise. And when he battled Jack Boy, like, you know, his material against Geechee Gotti honestly was more potent, in my opinion, compared to the other battles, though. But Big T is still a legend in my eyes, man. Big T's been here forever. Chicago legend, in my opinion, you know, part of the Midwest movement. I got nothing but respect for that brother. But damn, I liked a lot of his battles. I can't be lying and say I would math, but I still respect
some
that
people,
dude. You know
some
what I mean?
People don't like to admit it, but Big T beat Hitman.
Listen, if you want to go there, I had Big T beating Charlie Clips in Chicago. Real talk, 2-1. I did have him beating Charlie Clips. I think he's the first person to beat Charlie,
like,
in my opinion.
This is where I feel like battling too much kind of fucks shit up.
DNA had a slowdown. Yeah, even DNA had a slowdown from battling too much, you know what I mean? Got a lot of backlash from that, you know?
Right. The DNA is a special type of case because...
Yes, he is. That dude's different.
He's conditioned, like, from young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's different when a motherfucker decided at 25 he wants to box as opposed to a nigga who decided at 15 that he wanted to box. It's a different type of... elevation. It is a different type of instinct on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We the 25-year-old is fighting against 25 years of not doing it. The 15-year-old is kind of like gaining. By the time he's 25, he already got 10 years in.
Yeah.
So you look at somebody like Chess.
That's my guy right there. Like, that's one of my favorite dudes. Out of all the young boys between Geechee, Twerk, and Rum Nitty and those guys, I love Chess, man. I love that dude. I had an Arsenal beat him, though. I ain't going to front, though. But, yeah, I rock with Chess heavy, though. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Rock with Chess heavy, man.
We did an episode with Chess. That was another episode that I feel like...
That was a dope episode. Yeah, that was a dope episode. I like to see Chess in a different light. You know what I'm saying? More relaxed. Not so intense. I felt standing in front of you. He let his guard down a little bit, though. He had to show us how hard he was. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But it was, and that's the beauty of the show. You get to see the real battle rappers, like who they are, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that anybody who doesn't come on the show or voice the show is just somebody who doesn't want to be themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What you got cooking for us? And obviously, you can't really, you know, detail who we got coming up next.
Nah, I definitely can't tell, man. But this year is gonna be, woo,
hey.
boy,
the goodie right here.
When I say I'm sorry, man, we booked up. Please, any battle rappers that hear this and you've been asking me about getting on the show, like, it's real, bro. We booked up, like, it's serious. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, it's serious for a little while. You know what I mean? And there's no disrespect to none of y'all, what y'all did to, for the culture. But I just got to the point where I decided that, you know, I'm... Say it again?
My man said he's booked up. Like, damn, he's booked up. Like, I'll let y'all think it's another time.
Real.
Jesus, man. Wow.
It's real. But we are looking for sponsorship so that we can do at least 2 shows a week. And so if there's anybody out there that's interested in sponsoring the show and helping,
hey, Nori,
remote,
somebody, let's get it popping.
No, Nori, what up, man?
Yeah, y'all say
what's
I love
good,
the show,
Nori?
And all that, my niggas. What's good? Like, you know what I mean? Give my man a sponsorship. What's really good? Puff, Revolt,
you know
what's popping.
Yeah, you know, I got so much love for Nori. Nori has been like, I don't think people understand, like, Nori told me years ago, like, he was giving me gems years ago.
You know what I mean? Even through the whole Tax Stone situation, he was the one that was telling me, like, yo, leave it alone. Tax Stone, who you talking to? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a real thing. Like, to hear that from the – it's like an OG coming to you like,
hold
yo, bro,
on.
Look, let me tell you something.
You remember calling
I know what it is. Huh?
You remember calling me after that interview?
Calling you after that interview?
On a war report? I was on a war report for a little bit, and he came on there. And he's talking battle rap. We didn't know what the hell he was doing. You called me up. You probably don't remember this, Matt. You called me as soon as the episode came out, 3. What's good with Sun? I was like, yo. You remember this, man?
Nah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was me, Hurricane Dude. Shout out to my man, Dutch, who was on a war report
right.
for a little bit. We had Tax Stone on there, and he was talking crazy a little bit about you. You hit me up.
Yeah.
That when that soon episode came on, you hit me up on the jack and I'm like, yo, 3. I need to talk to this dude. I was like, yo, Matt, it's so wild, nigga, yo. And I was like, you probably remember that shit, man. I remember that shit vividly.
I'm not gonna front, bro. Like, for a second I was like, yo, who is this dude? And you know, do I need to take it there with him? Because he's jumping
out of the
window,
blog, brother, saying it's getting shaky. You did make a blog saying it's getting shaky, man.
Yeah, I did. And looking back at it, even taking no action, it still had a result on my life. And to see where I'm at now, I feel like Tax Stone is kind of like a message for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do what you're doing. Because you love it.
Right.
But don't ever feel like you got to do things out of your character for attention. Because this is what it can lead to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Matt, well, man. I appreciate you as always, brother. We got a couple minutes here, man. I appreciate you as always, brother. I love what you're doing for the culture, pushing the machine. Y'all motherfuckers over there, a while or not, man. Yo, I love the setting. Of my expert opinion, man, I love the guests y'all have. I love the topics.
Yo,
I love the
yo,
fact that
I know I said we booked up, but I will convince the team to do an extra day whenever you ready.
Okay, listen, I gotta get to NYC because I need to get on that show, man. I need to get. I want to sit on the barbershop talk and have some hip hop talk and sit back with Matt. You and I got
first
a report,
of all,
man.
When's the last time
man.
You came to Brooklyn, my nigga? When's the last time you came to
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn
years, my nigga. I ain't been to Brooklyn
you
in
see
years,
what I'm
my
saying?
Nigga. It's about 2014, son. I'm going to keep it tall. It's 2014.
I think you need to come up here. We need to go catch a Nets game when they playing somebody
good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, no,
I'm a Knicks fan,
I'm definitely
brother.
Not attending no Knicks games. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. You from Brooklyn, 3. Make the crossover. It's easy. The difference is making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. That's the difference, bro. That is the difference.
B. It's the
you can cheer for the niggas that
here.
Don't
you
make the playoffs. Look, you trim the bowl of the niggas that make the playoffs.
Them niggas are the New Jersey Nets, man. Let's keep it. Some niggas are still New Jersey Nets, my nigga.
Yeah,
man.
But ever since they came to Brooklyn, they made the playoffs every year, bro. Can't say the same about the Knicks.
Relax, man. Relax.
No,
relax.
I'm just saying, we can't say the same about the Knicks, bro. We can't. Unfortunately, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Man, we got 2 minutes here. I know you like cooked food, brother. Thanks for always reaching out to me. Because we're going to talk behind the scenes while we get on the show, though, brother. I appreciate you, man.
You're ready, bro. And for everybody that's listening, you can catch My Expert Opinion, youtube.com/MathHopperTV. Keep supporting the show. Keep supporting 3. Because, look, fuck what a list says. Fuck what, you know, these people are, you know, I appreciate their enthusiasm. But at the end of the day, I've been in this shit for 10 years. And 3 has been one of those people who's kept the culture going. So, as far as the list concerned, you top 3, bro. You top 3.
Love my team.
Before my
you know the vibes, man.
They're already.
That's what it is. Shout out to my man, Math Hopper, man. I know the vibes, man. 1.